So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Sukkah ha-meduvleles v'shetilasa meruba mechamasa k'shera. A sukkah that is meduvleles, which will be explained in the Gemara, and if there is more shade than sunlight, is kosher. Ha-meuvakim in bayis, ava pesha ein ha-kechov nir mitecha k'shera. A sukkah that is thickly covered like a house, even though the stars are not visible from inside of it, it is kosher. The Gemara begins by asking, my meduvleles. What is a sukkah meduvleles? Rav says meduvleles means a sukkah covered by a sparse layer of schach with many gaps between the pieces. Rashi points out, though, that none of these gaps are 3 tefachim or wider. Shmuel says meduvleles means kana oil of a kana yared. One piece of schach goes up and one goes down. The schach is staggered. And although there's more sun than shade, Rashi explains that it's kosher because we imagine that if the schach were on a flat plane, there would be more shade than sun. The Gemara elaborates this disagreement. Rav says the Mishnah is describing one case. A sukkah that is meduvleles means meduldeles, meager. But since tzilasa meruba chamasik shera, there is more shade than sun, it is kosher. Where Shmuel says the Mishnah is talking about two cases. A sukkah that is meduvleles means mivulveles, staggered, but it's still kosher. And also in the case where shetzilasa meruba chamasik shera, a sukkah that is more shade than sun, it is kosher as well. Abai clarifies the opinion of Shmuel as such. Meduvleles is only valid where there is less than 3 tefachim of empty space between the layers of staggered pieces. If there are 3 or more tefachim between the staggered layers, it's invalid. Rava qualifies this further and says that it could be valid even if there are 3 tefachim or more between the staggered layers. If the pieces on top are a tefach wide, the gap between the layers can be any size because we say chavad rami. We consider the upper layer as if it is lowered down to the bottom layer and there is no gap. Rava knows this from a Mishnah in Aleis that describes an unfinished two-story house, where the beams, which are at least a tefach wide, are still visible with no plaster on them. The beams for the upper story will eventually become the roof of the entire house, and the lower beams will be the roof of the lower story. The Mishnah outlines two cases of kairis habayis v'aliyah she'ina le'maziba, the beams of a lower and upper story. In the first case, he mechuvanis, the lower and upper beams are vertically lined up with each other. If a corpse-type tumma were below any of the lower or upper beams, it would only convey tumma to anything susceptible to tumma underneath the entire length of that particular beam, and only on that level. But if there is corpse-type tumma above the top level of beams, anything above it will become tumme, even up to the sky. In the second case, hayol yoynes kebein hatachtoynes, when the upper beams are directly above the gaps between the lower beams, and the upper beams are exactly the same size as the gaps between them. If there is a corpse-type tumma underneath any of the beams, it would convey tumma to anything susceptible to tumma under any of the remaining beams, because we say chavad rami, and we visualize it as one flat roof. And where there is a corpse-type tumma above any of the beams, anything above will become tumme, even up to the sky. Rava quotes a braisa that clarifies this Mishnah. When do we apply the rules of the Mishnah? Only if the upper beams and the gaps below them are a tefach wide. If they are less than a tefach wide, the rules there do not apply. Rava quotes this as proof and says, we see from here that if a covering is at least a tefach wide, only then do we say chavad rami. We do not apply that rule when the covering is less than the width of a tefach. When Rav Kahana repeated this teaching, Rav Ashi challenged Rava from a braisa that deals with a lechi and kaira needed to permit carrying in the mavon Shabbos. The Talmud Kama holds that if there is a space of less than 3 tefachim between the kaira and the wall, or between 2 kairas on opposite walls, it's not necessary to bring another kaira to close the gap because we apply the law of Lovat. If the space is 3 tefachim wider, another kaira is necessary. Shimon Gamliel says the gap can be up to 4 tefachim before another kaira is necessary. The braisa continues that if an entrance to a mavi was closed with 2 kairas and neither was a tefach wide by itself, but was a tefach wide when placed together, which could then hold an ariach widthwise, in a tzarech levi kaira acheres. If together they are still not a tefach wide, tzarech levi kaira acheres. Shimon Gamliel says, even if the combined width is less than the tefach, the two kairas can be spread apart in order to create a gap of up to 3 tefachim, which can then hold an ariach lengthwise, in a tzarech levi kaira acheres. The final case in the braisa is the one Rav Ashi uses to challenge Rava, who said that chavad rami only applies to a beam that is at least 1 tefach. If these two kairos, which are each less than the tefach, were placed with one higher and one lower, so that there was a gap between them vertically, but not horizontally, and if they either were raised or lowered, there would be no gap, Reb Yehuda says, we view the upper one as if it were lower, and the lower one as if it were higher. As long as the upper car was no higher than 20 amas from the ground, and the lower one was no lower than 10 tvachim above the ground. Rashi explains that Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda seems to be saying that we apply Chavadrami as long as the upper board is within 20 amas from the ground, even though that car is less than a tefach wide. Rav Kana answers this challenge and says the phrase Ubavach Leite El Yoin Lamala Me'estrim means the upper beam is no higher than 20 amas off the ground, and the low one is within 3 tvachim of the upper one. Or it could mean that the low one is no lower than 10 tvachim off the ground, and the upper one is within 3 tvachim of the low one. In either of these options, we would apply the law of Lavid and consider both beams as one single beam that is a tefach wide. If there was a space of 3 tvachim or more between the two beams, they cannot be combined, and we do not apply Chavadrami, since the upper beam is not the width of a tefach, just like Rava stated. Our Mishnah said that if it was more shade than sunlight in the sukkah, it's kosher. It would seem that if there were equal amounts of shade and sunlight, it would be puzzle. However, that seems to contradict the first Mishnah in the Masechta, where we learned that if there's more sunlight than shade, it's puzzle, implying that if there were equal amounts, it is kosher. The Gemara says there's no difficulty. When our Mishnah says it's only kosher when there's more shade than sun, it's talking about the ratio of schach covering to the gaps between them. The solid parts of schach cover more area than the gaps in between. If there were exactly equal amounts of schach and gaps, there would definitely be more sunlight on the floor of the sukkah, because as Rashi explains, the sunlight spreads out as it descends to the ground and would increase beyond the amount of shade, causing the sukkah to be invalid. The other Mishnah that says equal amounts of sun and shade is valid is referring to the actual sun and shade inside the sukkah. Seeing equal amounts of shade and sun proves that there is enough schach on top. This idea that the sunlight spreads out as it moves further from the sun is referenced in a common phrase, as Rav Papa relates, Kuzim el ke'istrim l'sachas. The size of a zuz, a small coin above, is like the size of an istra, a larger coin below. The Mishnah said a thickly covered sukkah is valid. A brice is quoted that provides more detail. Afapish inakachav nir mitech iksher. Even though the stars cannot be seen, it is valid. In kech vechama nir mitecha, vishame placen, ubisel makshirin. If the schach is so thick that even the rays of the sun cannot be seen, Beshame says that it is possible, while Besil say it is kosher. Zakta Mishnah. If one makes their sukkah on top of a wagon or a ship, it is valid, and we may enter on Yamtiv. If it was made in a tree or on the back of a camel, it is valid, but we may not enter on Yamtiv. Shtayim be'ilan ve'achas b'di'adam. If two walls of the sukkah were from a tree and one was man-made, or if two were man-made and one was from a tree, it is valid, but we cannot enter on Yom Tov. If three walls were man-made and one was from the tree, it is valid and we may enter on Yom Tov. Zaklal. Kol she'yinotel ha'ilan b'yichoy lamed b'fnei atzma k'shera v'oyin lam b'yom tov. The general rule is that if you took the tree away and the sukkah could stand on its own, it is valid and we may enter on Yom Tov.